Hello and welcome to the Top 30 podcast. I'm Richard Bacon.
And I'm Kristen Smith. Here are your top 30 stories in 30 minutes.
The American Pet Products Association, or the APPA, recently announced that overall spending in the pet industry totaled a whopping $69.51 billion in 2017. That's up more than 4% from 2016, nearly double the rate of inflation. Pet spending is expected to rise yet again in 2018. The APPA tracks spending on food, supplies, over-the-counter medication, veterinary care, live animal purchases, and services such as training and grooming. Bob Viteri, president and CEO of the APPA, said in a statement, "Talk to any pet owner and they'll tell you how difficult it is to put a dollar limit on what they'd spend to give their loyal companion a happy life. And it's this outlook that continues to drive growth." He added that the top priority for pet owners is pursuing longer, healthier lives for their pets, and they'll spend whatever it takes to achieve that.
A New Jersey couple was just awarded $37 million after Stephen Lonzo claims using Johnson & Johnson's baby powder for more than 30 years gave him cancer. The Lonzo's lawyer argued the talcum powder contained asbestos, and the Fortune 500 company withheld the health risks from their customers. And the Menendez brothers have been reunited in prison. Convicted of killing their parents in 1989, Eric and Lyle Menendez haven't seen each other for nearly 30 years until now. In early April, Eric moved to the same housing unit as his brother, and the two are now free to interact.
Let's go to the New York Stock Exchange for our Fox Business Minute with your friend and mine, Nicole Panalides. Nicole, we are starting to see the results of Trump's tax reform.
That's right, Richard. Companies have been offering bonuses and wage increases to workers, but the effects of President Trump's tax law are just getting started. This according to a new report, which says massive amounts of overseas cash are about to pour into the U.S. and could provide a boost to the dollar. Amazon is already competing with dozens of industries. Could the payments industry be next? The company is considering whether to use Alexa to start a person-to-person payments feature, which PayPal, Venmo, and big banks currently dominate. CVS is getting into the medical device manufacturing business. The company is teaming up with research groups to make a medical device for at-home dialysis.
Nicole, this is a pretty big deal because this is CVS's first clinical trial.
Well, that's right. The move is part of its new kidney disease initiative. That's because kidney disease affects an estimated 30 million Americans. If the trial works, it would have to get approved by the FDA.
As always, Nicole, on the floor of the New York Stock Exchange, thank you.
Danielle Knox from Fox 35 Orlando has what you need to know today. Danielle, I love this story. I hear thrift store shopping is becoming more popular.
Hi there, Kristen. That's right. Well, secondhand shopping is on the rise. A new study finds thrift stores are expected to double their sales numbers in the next 5 years. Now, that could mean soon that more people will be getting their wardrobe from Goodwill rather than from The Gap. 77% of millennials say they are more likely to switch to thrift for environmental reasons. Researchers say paying somebody to do household chores could actually save your marriage. Love this study. A study found 25% of divorced people split over housework disagreements. Researchers say having too little time to relax can cause all that stress to build up, but using some of that money to increase downtime improves a person's mood. And there's also some good news for all of you pasta lovers out there. A new study says it doesn't make you gain weight. Researchers followed more than 2,500 people for 12 weeks. They found that participants who ate pasta 3 times a week actually lost an average of 1 pound. Scientists say it all comes down to pasta's low glycemic index. It must be the Alfredo I put on mine that does me in every time. And that's what you need to know. Kristen, back to you now.
Well, this is great news. I love pasta too, and it's good to know it doesn't have to be a guilty pleasure anymore. Thanks, Danielle.
Slack is an online program that many companies are using to allow workers to communicate with each other. It features various chat rooms, and workers can also instant message each other. In a couple of weeks, employers will be able to read public and private messages without notifying their workers, which caused something of a debate.
Right.
Right. 6 million people use it in the US, which is a lot of people.
I've had a lot of these instant messaging platforms in various places I've worked. And, you know, you start, you know, asking about something work-related, and then you're like, Or, you know what I mean? And you just tend to loosen up a little bit and you can forget that the boss is watching.
Yeah, you get lulled into a false sense of security, don't you, basically?
Yeah.
I remember the Sony hack where those emails came out that were really embarrassing.
Yes.
After that, I just thought, anything you put down in writing that you are broadcasting, communicating, just imagine how would this sound one day at a tribunal or in court, right?
Right.
And if so, don't write it down. Just call them instead.
Yeah, I think that's a great rule of thumb. Well, let's talk about now a new study that shows men in college think they're smarter than they are, while women, on the flip side, are a little bit more realistic. So a guy with an average GPA said he was smarter than 66% of his class. For a woman, that number is 54%. I think this is a pretty funny study. Another interesting fun fact, men were also 3 times more likely than women to say they were smarter than the classmate they worked with most closely.
I'm almost certainly not as bright as I think I am.
I'm glad that you have that understanding, that self-awareness.
I'm sort of self-aware and delusional at the same time.
Yeah.
Overall, 71% of students believed they were in the smartest half of the class, which makes no mathematical sense. But a lot of them probably aren't bright enough to realize that that is a mathematical impossibility.
But I will say, foolishness does come in handy. You know, for example, when I got into this business, I was like, I don't care what the odds of making it are. I don't care what anybody says. I don't care if I'm not good enough. I think I'm good enough. And that caused me, like, that false sense of confidence.
There might be something in a sort of Trumpian way to thinking you're better than you are might still get you somewhere remarkable.
It caused me to be encouraged as opposed to discouraged on my trek to the top.
Yeah, of course. Onto a story about a new website called Trusted House Sitters. It's basically an international pet sitting service. People around the world who need someone to watch their pet while they're gone, list their home. Pet sitters agree to watch the animal and get to stay there for free.
Yeah.
So it's $119 annual fee. You pay if you're the homeowner and pet owner. You also pay the annual $119 if you're the person who wants to house sit. But the theory is you can get a free holiday.
I like this idea. You know, it was launched in 2011 in Europe. It's been very, very successful. I think it's a great idea. It does involve good faith, just like any sharing service like Airbnb or whatever.
I can't conceive of a worse holiday than flying abroad to live in a stranger's house whilst looking after their dogs that aren't mine.
Don't forget to pick up after them. Use those potty bags.
Take them for a walk. The house probably smells of animals. I think it is one of the least appealing ideas.
On the flip side, you get to cuddle with a little cute little baby Yorkie or something.
Yeah.
Because you can choose the pet, and a lot of times you can video chat before making the commitment. So.
Good luck. Go and do it. But we will not be holidaying together. A growing number of schools are struggling with teens using e-cigarettes. Vape pens have a higher concentration of nicotine. The science is quite unclear on vapes. And the more I read about it, I feel like the less I know.
Because it's so new.
It's so new. There's more nicotine, but I can't work out if it's more carcinogenic or not. So I think the idea is it's less addictive, but no one really knows.
And no one knows because the research is limited. But this is a huge problem now among the younger generation because it's so discreet. The vapor, oftentimes, you know, the more popular brands, it goes away very quickly. So these students are blowing the smoke in their shirt or in their backpack.
I mean, in the study, it says that some of the kids are doing it just as an act of rebellion. A part of me always has sympathy for the rebels in school because I was one. And I think most of
you were a rebel? No.
I'd have been the guy with the vape pen when the teacher turned their back. Of course, other people will potentially get, you know, very seriously addicted.
So it's a little scary that this is catching on and that we could potentially be creating a new generation of addicts. I hope not. All right, well, the World Cup kicks off June 14th. According to the genetic testing site 23andMe, many Americans are connected to a World Cup nation through their DNA. I love what 23andMe is doing.
It's
They're encouraging fans to take the test and find out where you're from so that you can root for your roots. You know, I've wanted to do this for a very long time.
Yeah, me too.
The DNA test.
You know, normally it comes back with about 5 countries, doesn't it?
And then you pick one.
Yeah.
And then you start rooting for your favorite World Cup team. So I can't wait to figure out who I am.
It's a clever idea. It's a reminder that we're just made up of so many different people from different continents, that all countries are full of immigrants, that we move.
Yeah. No, I'm totally with you. It's really cool to see that we're all connected in that way. We're totally going to do this test, and I can't wait to see what I am, because my parents are darker, my sisters are darker, but I came out like this. So I'm like, okay, what? Where does that come from? So I cannot wait. And we encourage you guys to do it as well.
Here's the thing. What you want to do is when you get your DNA back, you want to be rooting for your DNA to be predominantly from one of the good World Cup countries.
Yes.
Be like, Argentina, please, Argentina.
Right?
I can support Messi.
I
got Belgium.
I know.
Oh, no, I got Finland.
No. Oh. Well, the good news here, testing is available on 23andMe.com. So I hope you guys can join Richard and I and do it yourself. The World Cup starts June 14th on Fox and Fox Sports 1. In today's hometown stories from Fox 2 Detroit, Casey Williams was in a car crash back in 2006 and suffered a head injury and stroke. But the 5-year-old was unstoppable, walking across the stage for her kindergarten graduation just 5 months later. Well, now at 17, another graduation approaches, high school. In awe of her years of hard work, her physical therapy team surprised her with a custom bike and had it outfitted by her favorite brand, Adidas. A fun way to work on her movement as she heads to college. Our next story from Fox 4 Dallas, the United Way of Metropolitan Dallas's Women of Tocqueville Society is doing their part to inspire the next generation of female leaders with a mentorship program. Students at the Irma Ronhell Young Women's Leadership School meet with their mentors to work on resume writing, job or college admission interviews, and to learn life skills.
We walk away from this opportunity and we are just inspired and impressed and have a really positive outlook about the future in our community.
Our final story from Fox 13 Tampa Bay. 12-year-old Marissa Petty won her fight against leukemia, but it was during that time she began singing as a way to escape and find strength. Realizing her passion, she began performing for crowds. Now inspired by her story and voice, she's the first official national anthem singer for the Rowdies soccer team. A big stage for her hopeful message.
San Francisco is the place to be if you're looking for a job. According to the company review site Glassdoor, the city's booming tech startups and dot-coms have led them to the greatest increase in job growth and salary growth in the last year. New York City was number 2 when it came to job growth, showing 351,697 open jobs, up 37.2% from the year before. And Houston came 3rd with more than 100,000 jobs open, up 33.1%. In terms of salary growth, San Francisco jumped 3.5% from the year before with an average income of $69,359. Houston was number 2, up 2.1% with an average $55,571, while Seattle came in 3rd at a 1.9% increase and average salary of $61,562. What these numbers don't take into account is the cost of living. And while jobs are booming in San Francisco, so is real estate, making it hard for someone earning an average salary to live comfortably.
Deborah Jiang Stein was 12 years old when she found out she was born inside a prison. She found a secret note hidden in her adopted mother's dresser asking their family attorney to change Deborah's official birthplace from a prison in West Virginia to their home in Seattle. Deborah said the news changed her entire perception of her identity, but it also gave her a purpose in life. As an adult, she founded the Unprison Project, a nonprofit that works to build literacy, mentoring, and life skills for women and girls in prison, as well as their children. It's estimated there's more than 2,000 children born in prison every year in the United States. And surprisingly, there are no federal guidelines about what happens to those infants. Deborah told People magazine, 80% of incarcerated women have children. And it isn't uncommon to find 3 generations of women in one prison. We need to break that cycle. Directly working with these women, it's my goal to change their lives and the lives of their children on the outside. And she's well on her way. Deborah's worked with more than 20,000 female inmates since 2012. According to the CDC, 1 in 3 Americans aren't getting enough sleep, and sleep deprivation wreaks havoc on your appearance, causing premature aging, inflammation, and dull, dry skin, which is why we've got today's top 30 deal, the Too Faced Dual Face and Eye Ultrasonic Infuser, helping you reduce the appearance of aging while increasing the effectiveness of your favorite products. The device has 3 modes, hot, cool, and sonic. Use the hot mode with sonic vibration when applying skincare products for maximum penetration. and the cool mode with sonic vibration to depuff and firm skin. It's the best way to give your skin a little TLC after a late night. The two-faced dual face and eye ultrasonic infuser retails for as much as $3,900. But today you can buy it for just $89. That's about a 98% discount. And you can get this right now at top30deals.com while they last.
Nat Geo took a closer look at the wonders of our universe and found the emptiness of space isn't that empty at all. Here's a preview in this week's Nat Geo Minute.
It's a little mind-boggling when you think about how much is really out there.
Mostly the stuff up there is pretty small, burns up in the atmosphere, nothing to get worked up about. But there are some pretty big rocks up there too. Ask the Dinosaurs.
To see the full show, watch One Strange Rock, hosted by Will Smith, Mondays at 10, 9 Central on Nat Geo. Wireless alerts have been added to Canada's National Emergency Alert System because a further reach is sure to benefit all Canadians. Previously, emergency alerts sent out by the Canadian government were just broadcast on television and radio stations. The country's Minister of Public Safety said Canadians expect to receive information on emergencies through the same tools they use every day. The expansion of Canada's alerting system to include wireless emergency alerts will ensure Canadians have the critical info they need at their fingertips. It's called Alert Ready, and emergency alerts will automatically be sent to all wireless device customers in the affected area. About 31 million Canadians subscribe to a wireless service, so the alerts will cover roughly 99% of the country. The Kansas City Royals signed a 25-year-old left fielder, making him the first player with autism to join a Major League Baseball organization. Tariq El Abor isn't an elite prospect. In fact, he played at four different universities and went undrafted. After college, he joined an independent league. He spent the last 2 years playing in the Empire Pro League, winning Rookie of the Year in 2016. His mom said, because of his autism, he thinks in numbers instead of concepts. So the more times he did anything, he became better at it, and baseball was no different. El Abor is expected to remain in the minor leagues this season, and that is just the latest hurdle he has to overcome to achieve his childhood goal of playing on a Major League Baseball team.
It's really a hopeful story, you know, especially for parents who have children with autism.
There's a path.
Yeah.
You know, a few years ago, kids would be written off, wouldn't they? And now look at the options. Now look what we can do. Yeah, it's fantastic. Here is what's coming up on the next show. New research says devices that track sleep could actually be keeping Americans awake. Plus, the reason breakfast cereals are slowly becoming less healthy. And this 88-year-old Justin Timberlake fan is about to get the surprise of a lifetime. Top 30 also covers more of the day's stories live on Facebook daily, 9:30 Pacific, 12:30 Eastern. Thanks for listening to the Top 30 podcast. Tune in every weekday for a new episode. And please make sure to rate and subscribe on iTunes so you'll never miss a story.
You can find out more about the show by following us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Top 30 TV. Until next time, Top 30ers, stay safe and have a great day.